When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Just a few weeks away from football season. Say you will.
Nothing gets you up and going
like that
the shout song.
So training camp starts this
tomorrow. Yeah, 9:45 a.m.
You still don't have tickets, do you?
No. Thanks for reminding me.
You're going to like try
and see. Is that what we're doing right now? We're just rubbing salt in the wound? Is that it?
You're going to see if you can like be packed into a bag. The sports station gets to go.
I know.
Like, see if you can.
Can I fold myself in half? Can you guys roll me in this duffel
Maybe
bag?
Maybe you could intern for them.
Intern?
Yeah, intern for the sports station.
Intern for the sports station.
Okay.
We'll put a shirt. We'll put a t-shirt on you.
Hi, guys.
We'll get some good. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
What kind of creepy water coffee?
I am not getting coffee for them. Yes. It's next week, and I'm kind of a little envious. I would like to go and see Hard Knocks being filmed there. Hard Knocks.
So for people who don't know, this
it's
is
an
like
HBO
an HBO
show.
Documentary show, yep, that has been around for a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And draws a lot of attention to the teams that they cover.
Correct. So Hard Knocks is at training camp right now, and they're setting up. And so they're going to have their first episode featuring the Bills, and they want to feature, you know, the sideline stuff, the interaction they have with fans, the practice, the guys who are really trying to make the team.
I think there's a really big opportunity here that I don't think they're going to take advantage of for just the Bills to call it Hard Knocks, K-N-O-X.
I know.
After Dawson Knox.
Yeah.
I think the opportunity's there.
It is. But
HBO, if you're listening, it's
going to
be a really big missed opportunity for a great pun.
Change the entire name of the program.
Just for the one episode.
But you'll love this. It's a Penfield native who is in charge of
Pat Harris.
He was a high school quarterback back in the day for Penfield, and now things kind of come full circle where he went off, he started interning for the NFL's network, and now he's here and he's heading up. He's kind of the quote CEO of this
and heading up. I mean, like, this dude is in charge of all of it. He's not just some lackey guy carrying, you know, water for people.
So he grew up watching the Bills, grew up going to training camp, and now it kind of comes full circle where he's able to do that. I know. I love those stories.
Must it be for him to come home
and
be in charge of this big production at one of the biggest events that happens in our city every year?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it was very cool. They interviewed him on Channel 13, and I was like, oh, you could just tell it just meant a lot to him. He was trying to keep it cool, right?
I'm imagining,
like, you know,
he's got to be a Bills fan. If he grew up here and he was a quarterback at Penfield during the Jim Kelly era, he's got to be a Bills fan.
Absolutely. Well, you better say you are.
Well, he is today. Well, it appears that TJ's daughter trusts her mom a lot more than TJ would trust you, Hope. It
should be more than Coffee Club. What? That, I feel like, is fair, even though it hurts my feelings. TJ and I spend way more time together than her and her daughter do.
Okay.
Trapped in a room together 40 hours a week. It's fine.
It's literally trapped. Listen, it's not that I don't trust you with my dogs. I just don't know if I'm going yet. I don't even have a passport yet. So let's all just slow our roll.
We'll blame it on that. Right. Well, not even in a hypothetical will you trust me.
Everybody just slow their roll. I have my grand dog for 3 weeks.
3 weeks is a long time.
Well, so they have to go to South Dakota, which, by the way, did you see the news about the Minot airplane that had to like make a sudden jolt?
Yes.
To avoid the
Delta flight, I think. Yeah.
Two or something crazy. Anyways, so I texted Morgan about that. She goes, Mother, we're not flying into Minot. We're flying, you know, we're going to Sturges. And I was like, all right, That's nowhere near it then? Because I don't know. And she goes, no.
The rumor is, so if people don't know, that the big giant airplanes that our military has.
Yes.
I may have been doing a flyover at a concert. And that's why it was kind of in a weird place.
At a Jelly Roll concert.
I think so.
Yes.
So the Delta flight had to make an evasive move so they didn't smash into each other.
The North Dakota State Fair.
Yeah.
And so there was big, anyways.
Everybody's fine.
Minot's a small town and it's basically all just the military base and then a little bit of town.
Yeah.
So I can't believe there's anything going on that the base isn't connected with. So I don't know how that happened, but yes, they're fine. So they're going to a wedding. They come back on Monday. I bring my other two children to them and the dog, and they have a little visitation. We're going to go visit Morgan for 4 days. Then I leave my two children but bring the grand dog back. Are you confused yet?
Yes. And why are you taking the dog there and then bringing him back?
For visitation.
Oh, my God.
Plus, I have
I thought you meant your kids were visiting their sister.
They are. But they're staying, and they're all going to Florida on a siblings trip.
I got okay, now.
But the dog can't go to Florida.
Gotcha.
So the dog's got to come back with me.
So the dog's taking the road trip to Boston.
Yes.
Just to see mom and dad.
For like 4 days.
For 4 days, and then and coming then back home with you.
Coming back with me.
Wow.
And I'm leaving my children. So I'm going to need extra something
dog
to hug.
Dog is going
to
be very well traveled by the end of the summer.
She loves the car. Absolutely loves it. These guys have been driving her all over the place forever since she was a puppy. So she's really, really good. She's really used to the car. But yes, she's also really cute, thank God, because she's got like high energy. And I got old dogs. And my old dogs are like, take a hike, kid. She's like, do you want to play? You want to play? And they're like, they just ignore her like she's not even there.
Now, I heard that you have a laundry list of rules.
Yes.
As grandma has her grand dog.
So my daughter, when she brought this dog to me, was like, now listen, you'd only give her, like, there's a cup, only 2 cups a day. And I go, you don't even give her like a little something at night. She goes, no, mother, no, don't make her fat. And then she has to be outdoors. You have to take her for a walk, let her run for at least 45 minutes a day.
Run where?
Wow.
I had to take her to grandma's. My mom has a fenced in backyard and just let her run.
Where do they let her run in Boston?
They take her to the dog park across the street.
Mm.
So these are all very specific rules.
You haven't even gotten to my favorite one yet.
She can't sleep alone.
That's my favorite.
Mom, this dog has never slept alone. You can't kick her out of your room. You need to let her sleep with you. And Steve was like, this isn't going to happen. I'm a big guy. I got to stretch out.
Is Noelle in the bed? Yeah. What about Noelle and Max?
What about your other two
dogs? They come in and out of bed. Mostly they lay on the floor. But this dog will not lay on the floor. She wants right there. Right.
Liam doesn't want to sleep with her?
That's what I tried to pitch the idea.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, I don't want dog hair all over. I don't want dog hair all over my black sofa and all over. So, you know. So, no, he doesn't. So right now it's been a battle because I'm like, I promised her this dog would not sleep alone. And Steve's like, the dog is not sleeping in here. So this has been a fun back and forth. So I ended up going into Morgan's room and sleeping in there with her so she didn't have to sleep alone.
Oh my God.
What? Billy?
You're going through a sleep divorce for the grand dog?
For the grand dog.
I have to. I promised.
How would she know?
Because she'd know.
How is she going to know?
She's got the house bugged.
I wouldn't feel right. What? I know. I'm the mother.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club. We are talking about your pets and vacations and TJ, your grand dog is coming for
my
3 weeks.
I already have her. Her name's Sophie. And let me tell you, my daughter treats this. I feel like I'm looking into my future, except in a dog form, but a future grandchild.
Oh, imagine when she has a baby.
I'm telling you guys, this dog came with such strict instructions. I was like, I've had dogs my whole life, Morgan Pearl. And you've watched me raise these dogs.
But you've never had Sophie.
Right. And that's kind of how she said it. And she was like, listen, you can only give her 2 scoops. You can't let her drink her water too fast. You got to take the water bowl away or else it could hurt her. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she was like, if she's panting and she's really panting after she's been, you take the water away. Don't let her consume it too fast. It could really do damage to her stomach. I was like, okay, go on. And this is the omega-3 that you need to sprinkle over her food. And here's the chewable. And it can only be taken on Thursday. Are you putting this in your phone? It can only be taken on Thursday for flea and tick medication. And I'm like, okay, this is craziness. And of course, the whole she's never slept alone, she's got to sleep with you thing. So I think over the course of the next 3 weeks, Sophie and I will come to an understanding and we'll just kind of do the grandma grand dog agreement where you're not home. So we may have to lighten up on some of these strict rules.
There's always different rules at grandma's house.
Always.
That's what I'm thinking. Here, have water. Drink it as fast as you want.
Want some bacon, buddy? Come here. You want some bacon?
Yeah, bacon. And well, I really want to give her a haircut. And Morgan's like, don't cut her hair.
You can't do that.
You can't do
that.
She's shedding awful. Well, I'm at least taking her down for a bath.
It's not going to stop the shedding if you give her a haircut.
It'll be shorter.
I'm definitely taking her down for a bath, though. I'm taking her down to the pet store and I'm going to put her in and do a de-shedding shampoo or something.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Do they have de-shedding shampoo?
Yeah. That helps with shedding. Yeah.
Could you imagine you have a baby, you drop it off with grandma, baby comes home with a haircut? Oh my God!
I cut her hair. I don't know. She needed it.
Well, as long as you're careful with Sophie, you never know what's going to happen. My mom watched Duke over the weekend.
Yeah.
And she went outside. He was like getting a little antsy. He, you know, likes to run away. So she's like, okay, time to go back inside. She leaves him in there. He locks her out. He like jumps up on the sliding glass door and his paws come down.
Oh, the little. Oh, yeah.
And locks her out of the house.
Oh, no. Then did he laugh and point?
She took a picture of him. He was on the couch staring at her.
Oh, like, on the couch.
Like, you want to put me inside? Bet.
You know, dogs can play video games. That's a thing. It should be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. I tagged you in that video, Hope.
Like in an iPad.
Yeah. So this lady opens up a game. And I've seen cats playing these games where you open up your iPad, you put it on the floor, and they sit there and stare at it. And it's like a fish will swim across the screen. But this dog, I don't know if she taught the dog to do it. He uses his nose when something pops up on the screen. He taps it, and it's sort of like, poof, it disappears. And then another one pops up. Tap it, poof. The dog looks like he's having a blast.
They're geniuses. I want my dogs to learn how to hit those buttons to talk to me.
How awesome would that be?
I know.
Like if they're hungry, they hit the button that said, feed me.
Yeah. But then they'd sit there and complain all the time.
I'm feed me.
I know.
Feed me.
Yes, I know,
feed
Piggy.
Me.
I know.
I'm tired of Bridgerton. I'm tired of Bridgerton. I'm tired of Bridgerton.
Get your face out of your phone. Let's go do something.
Play. Play.
What if the dog ended up saying stuff you didn't want to?
Yeah.
Well, they're pre-programmed words.
Yes.
And I imagine you could train a dog pretty easily to do that.
Yeah.
I think you were telling me that there was somebody who had one of those for their dog, and they had a word beach, and they took it away, and they did outside water. Outside water.
The dog was smart enough. Yes. How crazy is that?
Yes.
Like one of all the other buttons, water, outside, when the beach button went away, the dog figured out that if I hit outside water, like in his little doggy brain, did he put that together or was that just a coincidence?
Oh,
that's crazy to think they're smart.
Well, of course they're so smart. You don't know because you got cats, but they're very smart.
Cats are smart. They just don't care.
Well, I don't know that Duke did this on purpose, but he locked my mom out of her house over the weekend. He like jumped on the sliding glass door and his paw moved the handle for the lock down.
Yes.
My sliding glass door at home, the lock is the opposite, where when it's up is when it's locked. And all of my neighbors think that I'm crazy, but I am so paranoid that he could jump up and have his paw unlock the door and then like somehow figure out how to nudge
the
handle.
Can he move
the
door? Have you ever seen him move the door before?
He hasn't tried to.
Because some of those doors are really heavy.
It is decently heavy, but he's strong. Like if I'm not paying attention, he could pull me down and I'm twice his size.
Do you think he could nose it out of the way?
I think if he really wanted to.
Oh boy.
I think more likely if there was like, if I left the blinds open and there was a deer outside, that he like just jumping and like having his paws up.
Could totally see that.
I wonder if it's like Shawshank Redemption over there behind one. Behind one of her Rochester pictures, he's just been digging his way home.